Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Veni, Creator Spiritus, mentes tuorum visita, imple superna gratia, quae tu creasti pectora, qui diceris Paraclitus, Donum Dei altissimi, fons vivus ignis caritas, et spiritualis unctio. Tu septi formis munere, dextre Dei tu digitus, turite promissum patris, sermone titans gutura. Accende lumen sensibus, infunde amorem cortibus, infirma nostri corpori, Virtute firmans perpeti, hostem repellas longius, pacemque dones protinus, ductore sic te previo, vitae mus omne noxium. Per te sciamus da patrem, Noscamus atque filium, te utriusque spiritum, credamus omni tempore. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured. The oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephrathah we heard of the ark, we found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Iesus Christus, heri et hodie, ipse et in saecula, alleluia. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Iesus Christus, heri et hodie, ipse et in saecula, alleluia. You must know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is within, the Spirit you have received from God. You are not your own. You have been purchased, and at a price. So glorify God in your body. The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
He will teach you all things.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
When the Spirit of truth comes, he will teach you all truth and will proclaim to you the things to come. Alleluia. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutati meo. quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi mania qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordieus a progenie in progenies, timensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When the Spirit of Truth comes, He will teach you all truth, and will proclaim to you the things to come. Alleluia. Christ is God, blessed forever. Let us ask Him to send the Holy Spirit on all redeemed by His blood as we say, Lord, look with favor on those you have redeemed. Send into the church the spirit of unity to remove all dissension, hatred, and division. Lord, look with favor on those you have redeemed. You freed those possessed by devils. Free the world from the evils that afflict it. Lord, look with favor on those you have redeemed. You prayed and were led by the Spirit to begin your ministry. May priests find in prayer the guidance of the Spirit to perform their duties. Lord, look with favor on those you have redeemed. May your Spirit guide all in authority to seek the common good. Lord, look with favor on those you have redeemed. You live in the glory of the Father. Summon into your glory all the departed. Lord, look with favor on those you have redeemed. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. May your Spirit, O Lord, we pray, imbue us powerfully with spiritual gifts, that He may give us a mind pleasing to You, and graciously conform us to Your will. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.